Are you all okay for me to carry on, or does anybody need a natural break or anything quickly? You've got about a minute. Are you okay for me to carry on? Yeah, I've got it. Mine's fairly short anyway. As Jenny Weston from Rock Panel, Rock will generally describe as the sexy division of the group, just because of the different types of cladding boards that we manufacture. I'm not going to talk to you about the different finishes, obviously, today, but we've decided to do a little loan, our own little interpretation on approved document B. I'm hoping I'm going to simplify building regulations for you and not confuse you as I confuse myself trying to do this. So the first slide you'll see is volume one, that's about the dwelling houses, which I'll explain. Volume two is any other building apart from dwelling houses. And at the end, I'll just talk about Rock Panel in terms of the five performances of the boards that we manufacture. There's five requirements in the approved document B. So we're looking at the dwelling houses as the first volume. Dwelling houses, as a word, that was the first time I've ever come across this word in the approved document B. I still don't really know what it means, so I keep meaning to see if it's actually in the Oxford dictionary. But dwelling houses, so we wouldn't be wrong to assume that when we're looking at probably a tower block dwellings, that this will be the correct volume to look at in terms of the farm performances that we need in terms of the different materials that we're going to use on an external envelope. Just jumping to the second part on the screen, paragraph 8.4 becomes specific within the requirement B for within this document. The external surfaces of walls within 1,000 millimetres of the relevant boundary should meet Class O national class, that's not the spread of flame Class O, or Class B, S3, D2 or better. So reading this for the first time. What is Class O? So I'm going to have to jump to page 65. Any non-combustible material or any material of limited combustibility. But what's non-combustible and what's the material of limited combustibility? So let me have to jump to page 62. This explains that non-combustible as any material classified as A1. Probably still number-wise, what's A1? Page 57 explains limited combustibility is classified as A2, S3, D2 or better. I know we've gone through Euroclasses slightly before this, but I'm just going to explain this a little bit more now. So what is A2, S3, D2? And jumping back up to that paragraph, what is B, S3, D2? Okay, European classes, these were brought in to make trading amongst the EU easier. So if we manufacture products in the UK or England, we test it to it was EN13501-1, and then we can actually trade across to another country when we've got this European classification on a given product. That's why it was brought in. The EN13501 is a reaction to fire tests. It is the response of a product in contributing to its own decomposition to a fire exposed under specified conditions. Construction products are classified according to harmonised test methods in Euroclasses. So we have A1, as Martin and Chris have both explained, A1, A2, right down to F. As you saw on the screen earlier, F probably shouldn't be in existence at all in terms of the products. Materials A2, B, C, and D have additional credentials, as we've seen earlier, with S and D. S is for the smoke, and D is for droplets. S, the values are 1, which is weak or absent, down 2, 3, which is high. And droplets is values of 0, which is none, down to 2, which is high. So, going back to the values that we've got on here, A2, S3, D2, B, S3, D2. Page 43 of the approved document B explains this. When a classification excludes S3, D2, this means there is no limit set for the smoke production and or flaming droplets or particles. So slightly worrying that we're allowing the worst in terms of smoke or droplets to be allowed onto any products. But in terms of B, that's high. In terms of that's actually limited contribution to fire growth. So that's actually high that we're looking at in terms of dwellings. Then we get a few twists on the tail in this volume one. There's only two notes within this volume that refer to the 18 metre rule, if you like. and it guides us to go and look at volume two. So it doesn't tell us what pages, there's 175 pages in volume two, but it tells us to go and have a look at volume two. That's the first thing. The biggest twist is in Appendix E, definitions. Dwelling houses does not include a flat nor a building containing a flat. So, I'll leave that one with you. Okay. Volume two, buildings other than dwelling houses. We didn't like this word, dwelling houses. Pretty early on within this volume, it actually starts to talk about, it's already on page seven, the 18 metre rule. It says it's actually within this volume that we need to look for guidance, but it doesn't tell us which page again. As I mentioned, 175 pages worth of information here. It keeps the same requirements, the five requirements. B4 is about the external walls. This you've seen already, this will be the third time you've seen this today, I apologise, but it's so, so important in terms of the external envelope. Paragraph 12.5. External walls should either meet the guidance given in paragraphs 12.6 to 12.9 or meet performance criteria given in the BRE report via performance of external thermal insulation walls of multi-storey BR135, climate systems using full-scale test data from BS84141. Or BS84142. So you know what all the BR135 is now, the BS84144 tests. The external surfaces of walls should meet the provisions of diagram 40. And hopefully this is going to work. So this is the diagram that explains what we need. Oh, apologies. On external walls, and this is where a lot of the confusion comes in as well. Sorry, bear with me. Okay. Right, so your top left hand building. This is a building within a metre boundary, notionally boundaries, I call it in the free document B, up to 80 metres. The legend, if you like, it asks for class 0, national class, or class B, S3, D2, or better. Okay, we're fine with that. Building where you've got, there's no boundary, or you've got boundary that's further away than 1,000 millimetres. Did I say 1,000 metres before in the first bit? I did, I apologise. 1,000 millimetres, 1 metre. You've got the white legend, no provision in respect of the boundaries indicated. So I'm just wondering, does that mean on a building up to 18 metres we don't need anything with a Euro classification on it? Does it mean that on a school we don't have to put anything on there that's got any sort of Euro classification on it? I don't know what that diagram means. This one down here, this is where we're going over 18 metres, and that's within, again, the 1 metre boundary. So we're back to class 0 or class B, S3, D2 or better. So we're back to class B again on that diagram. If you're over, we've got a boundary that's over 1,000 millimetres. We've got two legends, if you like, two colours. Up to 18 metres, it's showing us that we've got index I, not more than 20. This is a fire propagation index. This is yet another test, BS476, where they test, if you like, a piece of the fabric, and it comes out, they basically give a product, say, a value. To give you an idea, gypsum comes out in 12. This comes out as we're allowed to have fire propagation on this as 20. To make it a little bit more simple, we can actually use a Euro class board of CS3 D2 up to 18 metres. And then does it mean that we have to use a class B after the 18 metres on the same facade? Is that how you read that building? Okay, that's how I read that. It's not the case. The document that Martin showed you, the BCA, the Building Control Alliance notes 18, distinctly states that entire facade has got to be Euro class B, S3, D2. I don't know why that's not stated in there. So, rock panel. In your bags, you have a sample of rock panel. Take it home, put it in the barbecue, put it in the oven. I can't tell you to take a lighter to it. I've had that done in the CPD for where people have put a natural lighter to it. Put a blowtorch to it, do anything, just be mean to it. But you'll be sat there for years until this stuff starts to burn. Rock panel is actually compressed rock wool. So we take the rock wool bats, we compress it, rock wool pump different amounts of air in to get the different densities of the bats. We take the air out and compress it, probably from about 100mm back down to generally an 8mm board. People look at this and think it's MDF, it's not. It's 93% rock. So this is it's inherently fire safe, as it says in there. Our standard board is called Durable. It has a Euro classification of BS1 D0, so that's even higher than what the regulations are asking for at the minute, depending on which part of the regulations that we actually go to. So ours is S1, there's no smoke emittance, there's no toxins coming out of this board. D0, there's no droplets, there's nothing burning from our board. We actually produce another board called FS Extra, Fire Safe Extra. This was brought about, this is A2, Euroclass A2, S1 and D0. This was brought about because Scotland has, I'm pointing to Anne, wherever you are, sorry, because I'm Scottish, I don't know how I'm doing that. But Scotland has slightly different regulation to England. So anything over 18 metres in Scotland has to be A2. I don't know why England didn't follow suit after it was the fire in Lanarkshire, I think, 1997, where they changed their technical handbook. We didn't follow suit on that one. Anything over 18 metres in Scotland has to be A2. Same in Germany. Every building in Germany is A2. So it's quite interesting with the BBC in Grenfell that some of the media are saying that the England has some of the highest regulations in the world. We don't. It's Germany is quite far ahead of us. So we have this fire safe extra board, A2, S1, D0. It's there to be used. At the minute, Rock Panel are actually pushing us forward on all of our projects. Anything, obviously, on high-rise. We're pushing that product. It works on an aluminium profile. You don't get that grade. It's actually used on timber, and that's a 9mm board. I think the diagrams just explain what you've seen earlier in terms of the smokes. S1, no smoke. We have smoke with S2, S3. We have lots of smoke. But again, as I mentioned, that's what current building regulations are actually allowing. So Martin's already mentioned it. So we're hoping to see a rewriting of the regulations, but we can also see that people are actually starting to wait in terms of buildings and reclad. So we're getting actually quite a few calls at the minute where ACM cladding is being taken down. We've got rock wool that's sat behind the ACM that's got 6 months before you have to take that rock wool down. That's the time we have until it starts to weather. But people are waiting until something's going to change with the building regulations, hopefully. That's it. That ends my little piece, which just, just explained a little bit of the confusion within approved document B that's there, and not brainwashing too much with rock panel, but it's obviously best choice, clearly.